Americana, if Famela's core-to-core culture confrontation occurs when she moves to America. In Nigeria, if Famela wore her natural hair the way she liked and wasn't worried about people judging and profiling her. Hair imagery in Americana represents if Famela's cultural and individual identity. Many black female characters in the novel want to wear their natural hair the way they like, but are limited by the status quo, which oppresses their choice of hairstyle. In American culture, women relax their hair and condition it in order to be taken seriously in the professional world. During her time in America, Ifemelu ultimately acquires a new perspective on how she should conform to social standards, even if they go against her cultural identity. This causes Ifemelu to follow Auntie Uju's example and acquiesce, although reluctantly, to the social norm of using hair products. This falls in contradiction with her home values, and she reminisces of her mother's beautiful hair during her childhood. In the end, however, Ifemelu's perspective changes again, and she realizes that she can be herself no matter what other people think. She embraces her Nigerian identity, and one of the last things that she does chronologically is get her hair braided after being straight for so many years.
In China, people value education and brain over heart and character. When I went to China for vacation, I was shocked at the rigidness of their education system and the importance of having multiple extracurricular activities. Back at home, I was always taught that what was most important was not what I thought was right, but rather what I felt. In a conflict of the heart and the brain, I was always told to follow my heart. But now I was in a country where people valued brains over heart. Their kids, alienated from any social life, spend the entirety of their days studying for one exam that determines their entire life. Their concern is understandable. If they score 100% on the exam, they still only have a 15% chance of getting into university. I realized that adopting a hard work ethic and rigidness of life, like in the Chinese culture, could possibly improve me intellectually, but it would not be worth it to sacrifice other facets of my life just to get a good score on one test. I wanted to have many other options in life and not have a one-track mindset for what I wanted to do after college. I went home understanding that Chinese culture would help you improve yourself in one small area, education. American culture helps you diversify your assets to become a well-rounded individual.
These two stories show the clash of cultures in a person's life. In both situations, the home culture is first dominated by the outside culture infringing on its values. In Americana, Ifemelu cannot escape the pressures of society that force her to conform with American social norms. She reluctantly submits to this new culture and uses hair products to be taken more seriously in the professional world. The products make her hair fall out, and Ifemelu, horrified, quits using them. This event makes Ifemelu realize that she does not have to be like everyone else. She can be different. She can be herself. By process of trial and error, Ifemelu learns that distinguishing herself from the whole can also lead her to success. She chooses to follow her home values by finally accepting and loving her natural hair, despite what others may say about it. Going back to Colby's story now. Colby was only in China for a few weeks, not feeling the pressure to change. He was only observing an outside culture and analyzing their values from the side. This gave him a chance to reflect on the differences without feeling any pressure to change his views. At first, Colby thought that this method was good and that Chinese culture improves one's focus on a common goal that everyone vies to achieve. However, Colby realized that this gave young people a tunnel vision, and thus they had no experience in anything else. Their sole mission in life was to do well on that one test. In both stories, Colby and Ifemelu observed the outside culture and put it in perspective with their own. In Ifemelu's case, her home values were dominated and she changed her view. Her perspective was changed and she conformed to the norms. Later, she realized that this wasn't for her and switched back to her natural hair. Colby, on the other hand, did not face the pressures of society and was able to navigate through China without changing his views. He learned a lot from this new culture and compared it to his, but preferred to stick to his home culture that he believed to be right for him.